Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
This is by far the world's greatest weather. It's outstanding. You can't beat it.
The wind?
This is the sweet. No, there's no wind right now.
Not right now. Not, there was wind is, all the last 3 days.
This right here is the sweet spot.
But remember, it's Nevada. It'll only last for what, 5 minutes?
Yeah. Get off there quick. Mm-hmm. John Potter.
Yes. John and I are going to go run through the parking lot and enjoy it. And then we'll be back in, what, 3 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll take longer than that.
Okay.
John Potter, Candy Green, this is Weekend Nevada. So glad you joined us. And we have guests, some great ones today. We have Rick, he's coming on to talk real estate, and a lot of people have questions about that. The Corvette Club in this town is turned 50 years old, and we have a Reno City Council candidate. You folks in the North Valleys will want to hear what she has to say for your area.
Wait a sec. The Corvette Club is younger than I am? Wow.
50-year anniversary. Wow. They're having a big celebration today at the Auto Museum. Anyway, we always start with the local news and comment that we do every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And get ready to call in for anything. I mean, you can call on the news. You can call on our guests. We're so free and wide open here. And the coffee is cooking. So.
Oh, we have donuts.
And we have donuts,
Rick
too.
Rick brought us donuts. We'll be posting a photo of our donuts if I can get onto the Wi-Fi.
Bound to be one of the good ones. All right, folks. A snowstorm in May is closing a high mountain road southeast of Lake Tahoe tomorrow. Monitor Pass on the road to Markleyville on Highway 89 is going to be shut down by Caltrans starting at noon Sunday over snow forecast there. No other roads are expected to be closed.
Wow. Snow?
In May.
Wow. Well, hey, what if we don't ever plant tomatoes until, what, the 31st when the snow is off a pea vine?
Listen.
Which, is it?
I've seen snow in June.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've been here a while and everything. Yeah. A blaze broke out and damaged a Sparks Hotel yesterday. The Windsor Hotel is right by BJ's Barbecue and the Sinclair Station on Victorian Avenue. The fire started outside a quarter room and spread to the second floor. Nobody was hurt, and it was quickly put out by firefighters.
Is that a hotel or a weekly?
It's actually like one of the budget hotels.
Okay.
But it's big. It's right by BJ's. Ooh, BJ's.
I know.
Barbecue.
If they're listening, they could bring us some barbecue to go with our donuts.
The best. Did you know we are still under a COVID state of emergency in Nevada?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been under that for over 2 years. Yeah. Well, that comes to an end in 13 days. Governor Sisolak said yesterday it ends May 20th. Most restrictive rules, like the mask mandate, of course, have already stopped. The COVID state of emergency started in March 2020.
Didn't you do news last week about COVID in the wastewater?
Yes, that's how they found how much was in the area, because they detected the antibodies or things like that in the water, like they do, like they judge how much drug abuse is happening or how many prescriptions are getting flushed based on water tests from the river. Heads up, drivers. There's going to be some lane changes at the Spaghetti Bowl starting Monday. Southbound 580 traffic are scheduled to move to new lanes. You get to drive on the new lanes starting Monday, at least one of them. And in the evenings, the northbound 580 to westbound 80 ramp is going to be closed with marked detours. And more newly constructed lanes and widened bridges are going to be open to drivers later next week, they say.
Wow. Have you been on the freeway lately? It's
bad. Avoid. Yeah. The Spaghetti Bowl reconstruction project is expected to last forever.
It probably will.
I have no idea, really.
Well, I don't know. Do you know the Bay Shore in the Bay Area where I grew up?
Uh-huh.
They'd fix it, and then by the time the project was done, because it took 5-6 years.
They want to do something
else.
They
did it again.
Yeah. We have that happen here, too.
It does
pretty
now.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lanes in front of the Nugget.
Oh,
They tore up, 10, 15 years ago.
Easy. Yeah. Easy. Remember, and they started it during a rib cook-off or something, and the people were on the, I don't know if anybody remembers that, call in.
Well, I remember. I was all excited about the lanes being widened on 80 and Sparks, and it was going to ease congestion in the Spaghetti Bowl. But if you were going on 80 westbound wanting to go on 580 south, it was still just one lane to do that.
Yeah. Well, and I was out in Sparks yesterday for coffee, and I can't believe that Pyramid and McCarran, there are so many lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's huge.
No more loud smoke-belching buses. The last diesel bus has been retired, and the RTC now has 70 alternative fuel buses running through Reno and Sparks. The electric and electric diesel hybrids make up 100% of the current bus fleet, and more are on the way. The plan was to have this done by 2035, so they're actually 13 years ahead of schedule. Next year, the RTC is getting two hydrogen electric buses along with new charging stations.
Does this mean that that's our COVID money? I mean, is that federal? I hate to be bitter about it. But
it is either. I'm thinking 80% federal funding. It's got to be.
Where's all that money coming from?
Hello there, taxpayer. kudos to Academy of Arts, Careers and Technology. AACT is an advanced career technical education academy in Washoe County School District. Was just ranked as a top high school in Nevada by U.S. News and World Report.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good news.
They're on Edison Way in Reno, part of the Washoe County School District.
Oh, I know where I slow down over there whenever I go. Okay, gotcha.
Can't hit a smart kid. It's considered an early start to summer, except maybe this year due to the weather. The Reno River Festival returns today starting at 9 a.m. Downtown Reno's Wingfield Park is the setting for food and drink booths, paddle boarding, and live music, but mostly commercial booths, really.
Where are the kayaks?
Well, that was the whole purpose of the actual reconstruction of Wingfield Park, and there were a few kayaks, but mainly in the hot summer. It's a lot of kids coming out to swim.
Oh, it is a swim fest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a swim hole.
There's also an adventure park with a climbing wall and trampolines. Tickets are $10 and required for those 17 and up.
So has that just become a food and drink event and no more kayaks?
Last time I was there, it was mainly a lot of booths selling all sorts of trinkets and food items.
Because I know the first one we went to, because I was still working at the paper, and it was all kayaks. In fact, there was very little food to find.
No, we chased old kayaks out of there.
Oh, that's too bad.
I think they avoided the swimmers when the swimmers took over.
Thought that was the whole reason we're having it early in May. It's too cold to swim.
Well, I don't think. Actually, now there's not going to be much swimming. The water's cold and everything.
Well, that's
true.
Yeah.
Just a big market. Speaking of which, also today starting at 9 a.m., a Mother's Day boutique fair on Riverside Drive with a farmer's market, local artists, a free yoga class for moms and food vendors. They say no alcohol at the event. Hey, nobody's done drunk yoga. Come on.
Yeah, isn't that like goat yoga? Don't you have to be drunk to do it?
Don't knock it if you haven't. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's being held at the McKinley Arts and Culture Center. And finally, today is Smart Water Day. Local water experts are going to be holding a free educational event in Spanish Springs, where you learn about water conservation, recycling, and starting up your sprinklers today from 10 a.m. to 2 at Lazy Five Regional Park, and the food trucks and picnic tables are going to be there, too.
Oh, well, then there's a reason to go.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was going to say, I bet that doesn't have high attendance.
And I bet Tumwa's going to be there with their experts and everything.
Do they still only have that one bathroom that can't be broken? I know I talk about that every...
You know everything.
Well, remember
the bathroom,
that was
the Lazy Five?
No, the bathroom on the river walk, you know, on the bicycle path, they put in a non-destructible bathroom.
Wow, that's quite a challenge.
It was like from, I don't know, up in Portland. But they have them all over Europe, you know, that you go in, use, you can't destroy them. So I wonder how it went. I've never heard another word about it. Which, does that tell us how it went?
Well, I'm a big client, customer of the public restrooms at Virginia Lake. I always seem to have to go when I'm crossing
them. Are they nice?
I'll tell you what, I was up to here with how bad it got there, but they did clean it all up. It was closed for like weeks.
Was it because of COVID?
Well, half the reason was because homeless people would go in there during the cold winter and lock the door from the inside, and rarely would it be unlocked for you to use because they would be in there. The city crews would, you know, shush them out, but they closed it for weeks. And I saw city crew came up to them and I said, "What's up?" And they said they were renovating it and fixing all the damage and the graffiti. They did do it.
Well, that's good. Have you noticed, not to just get on a bathroom topic, but have you noticed how many bathrooms are closed? Mm-hmm. Inside restaurants and coffee shops.
Oh, you hit a nerve there.
They only have one, whereas they used to have two. Have you noticed
that? Smart and Final Supermarket.
Yes.
Grocery Outlet does the same thing. Now, Grocery Outlet, I'm a pro with these public restrooms, okay?
Good, I'm hanging with
Grocery
John Moore,
Outlet,
okay?
You ask a staffer, they'll open it for you. Smart and Final, you're kind of out of luck. Yeah, I'll take one of these things that goes in your car.
Well, because you drink water nonstop.
I drink a lot of water.
You drink it not, and we all know, I don't even know what water looks like, but John drinks water.
Gets me in trouble all the time.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason why I don't drink so much water.
Well, sorry, I gotta go.
Oh, I thought we had to go.
No, I really have to go. Week at Nevada. All right, folks, are you looking to buy or sell a house? Hang in there. Up next is our first guest from RE/MAX. And this is going to be really eye-opening. Well, as if the home price is enough.
Oh, we're
aren't
always
eye-opening.
Eye-opening.
Get ready to call 775-884-9910. This is Week in Nevada on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Hey, Week in Nevada. Well, there's some music to wake you up. And Rick, thanks for the donuts.
Oh, yeah. That was good stuff.
He calls them do nots.
Yeah. I call them,
shame on you.
I call them living on my hips forever.
Rick Canale, you know.
Do you know things?
Italiano.
You really are, aren't you?
Part, yes.
Oh, awesome. Works with RE/MAX. He is a real estate. I mean, a real estate. Absolutely.
Okay.
I just found a home in my price range, and it's gone.
What was your price range?
Well, I tell you, that's going to be that is the hot topic, home prices.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, because you do have some news for us. But the first thing is, with recent developments happening here, interest rates are going up. Will this, or does it always, create downward pressure on the home prices?
Interesting question and a great question, because people think that if you have a rise in interest rate, that the value of a home is going to go down.
I've seen that happen.
But that's not the case, especially in our market, and that's kind of what I want to talk about today.
Well, also, doesn't that stop people from buying, though, because their payment will be more, so they can't afford it, or they think they can't?
Well, there's a lot of things that I'd like to talk about. Sellers, why they're holding back on selling their home, and buyers, why they're holding back there. And it's fueled by a lot of the negative things that we're hearing right now. But you know what? It's homes are selling, and people are buying.
They are.
And it might have a appreciation has been rising quickly, you know, like 19%, and that might go down to like a 12%.
Okay.
But we're in a hot market.
How's inventory doing? I mean, it's all supply and demand.
Yeah, and what's like a sweet spot house price? I mean, that most people can afford.
Well, it depends on who you are, but we know that right now that the market, the average price here in our Reno-Sparks area is $575,000, which is an interesting way of putting it.
$575,000.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd see the day?
No.
And you know what that means? That means that half the homes that are selling are over 575 and half are selling less than. Okay, so that means that homes are selling at lower prices and homes are selling higher.
Do you specialize in a particular neighborhood or do you just cover all of Reno and Sparks yourself?
You know, I specialize in working with sellers.
Okay.
Okay. I've worked with a lot of buyers and have helped people win in today's market, especially in this highly competitive market where they have to go against other competitors looking to buy the same home.
Right.
And there are strategies and preparation that's needed in to help them get win what they want to win.
Yeah. Okay, if I say to you today, I want to go find a house for $750,000, is that going to be easy or hard?
Well, one of the first things I do is have you qualify you and find out, are you in the position where you can buy a home at that price? So we get you, if you're a cash buyer, we make sure that you have the cash in hand. If you are needing to get a loan, I get you in contact with a mortgage professional and get you pre-approved, which is the first step.
And then what's about this bubble that we always hear about? I don't know, but it's always the bubble.
I don't think this really is a bubble. I saw it happen in 2008 or 2010 before the Great Recession. I could see that things were out of control for no reason. But here we have a solid reason why these prices are going up. And again, supply and demand. If that inventory is so low, and the sad thing is it's going to take years and years and years to build new properties for people to live in. Oh, I get the nod from Rick.
So there, Rick's nodding. So tell us about the bubble, Rick.
No. The points that you're bringing up, and that's a common question that I get, you know, when's the housing bubble going to burst, right? And it's a great question because it affects the decisions of people, whether they want to buy or sell at this time, and should they wait for prices to drop before they buy. And some people hold back, and some people have lost out on a good increase in equity because they have been living in that fear mindset. But and they're doing that because of what we're seeing in the economy, the rise of interest rates, the inflation, the higher cost of homes, and the lack of homes that are available in the real estate market. And of course, sometimes the media is not always positive in talking about these things, and so it creates an environment of fear or worry. But if we kind of look at what happened when the market did burst, okay, and crash back in 2007, 2008, big difference.
Now, wasn't that all the ARMs? Weren't the ARMs killing us back then?
No qualifying loans?
Hi, I have $3. Right. I want to buy a house.
And now, what's that situation? Because I keep hearing they took care of that they're strict now. Is that really the case? It's not as easy to get loans as it was before?
Exactly right. Because what was happening back then, you know, there were a lot of people getting what they call subprime loans. You know,
subprime.
Subprime, right, that's right. And so people were getting loans and when they were barely qualified, and so that helped create. And then there was, of course, the adjustable rate mortgages. And then back then, there was a lot of inventory. There's a lot of homes for sale. And so when you look at our market today, totally different. And so, like John was saying, the law of supply and demand. Very few homes for sale out there in the inventory for people to buy, right?
And nothing in the future that's going to change that you see?
Well, interesting, because if we were to look at today's market, if builders were out there to build, it would take them 10 years.
Yes.
10 years to build. If they were able to do that today and put that in 10 years, we'd have enough homes. But we don't, and we won't see that.
Well, have you heard about, like, we have so many projects that have been approved by the various planning commissions, but they're not building them. They sit on them for 10 and 15 and 20 years, renewing the availability to build, but then they never build. I mean, it's kind of like the one on Riverside that is going up.
There's a lot of disincentives and even barriers
to
building.
That's true.
But the city and the county, from, I'm not an expert, but if they could loosen up these the fees, the regulations.
Just make it easy.
That would drop the prices right there. The price per square foot, gosh, what are we now? Close to $400?
Well, it depends on what area you're talking about. Right. But yeah, we're starting to go up there. But it's all relevant. Mm-hmm. It really is relevant. And so when you talk about being a seller, you're looking at different circumstances. And, of course, everybody who's selling a home, their circumstances are unique, right? The same with buyers. There are some similarities in what people who are selling homes are facing and people who are buying.
But Rick says he had a house in my price range, but he sold it in 1973. Listen, we got a break for Fox News. So
yeah.
Right now, folks, are you looking at a particular neighborhood? Rick can tell you about that and about what neighborhoods are hot right now. Or
if you're thinking of selling
your
house,
good value.
Call.
Yeah.
Rick would be a great agent.
Even in this atmosphere, you'll find some values. I always believe that. Anyway, our phone number is 775-884-9910. That's the number to call now, 775-884-9910. This is John Potter with Candy Green on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, Weekend Nevada.
99.1 KKFT, talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
This segment on Weekend Magazine, we're talking real estate. Rick Canale from REMAX is with us. I'm John Potter with Candy Green. Our telephone, I still say telephone.
It is a telephone, isn't it?
I thought only old people said telephone.
Well, then I'm old, and I still call it the phone or the telephone, just like the fridge or the icebox.
Funny I bring that up because I just noticed, remember all that talk about how you had to dial 775?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, it must not apply to me because I can get through without dialing 775. It finally caught up with my phones yesterday. Oh. I don't know why.
You were lucky. It caught up with mine day one.
Oh, no, just yesterday.
Wow.
The line phone and the cell phone both. I thought I was getting away with it. I did find, for what it's worth, that you can skip the one and just dial the 775. So that saves me a bit of work.
That's true. It is a digit.
See, young folks, they don't know what dialing or line phone means.
Oh, back in the day, Rick will remember all of us dialing for dollars if you're in any kind of sales business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They should have dialing classes in school and they can practice on calculators. What they miss without a line phone, and here's the biggest loss, is slamming the receiver down when you want to hang up with somebody.
True.
Because I'll tell you, pressing end call just doesn't do it for
me.
Well,
and also you don't want to smash your phone because you'll take out your screen.
Yes, everything's
okay, just
fragile.
Saying. Okay, yeah, fragile.
You ever seen a kid look at a rotary phone?
I don't.
I once told a kid, this phone is so old, the camera in it uses film.
Oh, good gosh.
Believe it.
Good gosh.
We actually, I don't know how long you've been in Reno, you guys, but we actually dialed a number. I think it's spelled popcorn to get the time and temperature. And we thought that was cool.
Did we really?
Yeah. There was.
I didn't know that.
Time and temperature line. Rick, are you that old?
No.
Okay.
I'm the old guy.
Rick
okay.
is like, no.
But hey, look at butt dialing was much more difficult with a rotary phone. Very difficult. I tried it.
Did you? How'd that work out for you?
It's very difficult. And another thing I miss about the rotary phone, you didn't have to dial one for English.
Oh, that is true. But actually,
with a couple of companies I noticed, now we're now dial two for English.
I was going to say. Sometimes we're number two.
We're not number one anymore.
I'm just saying.
Well, that's the great thing about America is that we have all sorts of people here from different cultures and everything else. That's
great. Yeah, but we were number one, the English speakers.
And we still are. We still are.
Not dial two for English.
Not according to one of my healthcare providers that I called the other day. Yeah, John's right. It was, and I'm like, and I dialed one. You know how you go on autopilot and you don't pay attention? So I'm just like one, and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
So phone number 775-884-9910. Rick Canale from REMAX. We were talking about the lack of inventory. Now, I was told, somebody who just texted me here, that one reason the inventory is low, and this surprised me, Rick says, yes, it's apparently true, sellers, You sellers out there are holding back and keeping your properties off the market. Rick, is this true, and why is that?
Well, it is true, you know, and it's because of what people are hearing. And, you know, what do sellers really want? They want buyers, right?
Yeah.
And if they're selling, they have to move somewhere, so they also become buyers themselves, right? And so one of the problems is that they don't have a destination already lined up for where they want to move. So that's one of the issues that's holding them back. And like I said, these sellers become buyers, especially if they stay in the area. So they're facing the same issues that buyers are, and with competition of other people, the higher prices, things like that. But if they have a home established and they're selling high, they're buying high, it's all relevant.
Well, yeah, if they sell the house, then yeah, they got a great high price for it, but they have to pay that same high price for their next home.
That's
so
right.
There's no real big advantage, but I did think the mentality out there was this is a high point with prices and time to sell.
And it is, and it's a great time to sell. And interest rates, if you really look at them, they're in the mid-fives, right?
Right now they are. Weren't they in the threes?
Yeah.
They were in the threes.
Weren't they in the twos?
And we know that they're most likely going to go up here in the next couple months, so it's a perfect time to look at that. And so that's holding people back, too, is they say, okay, well, I've got an interest rate at 3%, and I'm going to be buying a home, and my interest rate's going to be higher. And so, therefore, my mortgage payments are going to be higher if they have mortgage payments. So that kind of holds them back, but it really depends on what they need as far as their motivation, why they need to sell their home, where they're going to go. And so another situation is that they have to sell before they buy. So they're really looking for certainty, and they're trying to figure out, okay, so if I sell my home and I buy one, am I going to be able to get in at the same time, or am I going to be out in the street without a place to live, right? So, but there are ways of getting around these things. Sellers are also fear of buying their next home. You know, like I said, they become buyers, and they're facing that competition. And so are they able to deal with that? But there are solutions to all this stuff. These are needs and problems that they're facing. There are solutions that help get them where they want to get. And so, you know, I have some great information on a website of mine, rickcanalihomes.com, that offers free reports without any obligation that they can go in there, start to explore and read up on how to do these things. And, of course, they can always call me and talk with me. And they can reach me at 775-790-0574.
Okay. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. Let's go to the phones. Mark. Calling from Reno and around Carson. Wants to talk about property tax. Good subject. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, John? It's good
it's
to hear
good
your
one,
voice.
My friend. Thank you, my friend.
I've lived in my house since January 1st, 1973, and we've thought numerous times about selling it, but my property taxes are pretty much grandfathered in, so I'm paying a fraction of what I would if I sold my house and bought something new. So that's kind of keeping me where I'm at.
Yeah, John talked about that on an earlier show when we had Mike Clark, the assessor, on. Remember, John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know people. You're not the only one, Mark. I do know people who, oh, boy, I'm ready to sell. And then they look around and see where they could possibly go with the money they get from the sale. Is that your so that's your current situation right now, Mark?
Yeah, kind of. I really don't want to move to Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Things are a lot cheaper
it's,
there.
It's affordable.
It is. You can get a mini mansion there. Yeah.
What neighborhood
Pretty
are you
much.
Looking to get out of, and what neighborhood did you want to move to, or what's the reason why you were thinking of selling your house?
Oh, all the kids live up in Oregon, and I live up in the Northwest. We were the second family in the neighborhood, so I've watched the trees get old and everybody else get old, including myself. And I don't know, it's just, it's too big for me. I'm really getting tired of redoing the yard every 12 years. And my wife's getting tired of trying to put up with the house, so I'm thinking we're going to be stuck there for a few more years.
Well, Yeah, you talk about selling your home. Rick is drooling now.
Yeah, Rick's over there going, okay, how do we, what, do we have this guy's telephone number? Yes. No, I'm kidding.
Well, one of the great things about the question that he has and what his situation is that he has some questions that are unanswered, right? And so making an informed decision is very important. And if you don't have the facts or you don't really know what you're facing, and that's what I'm here for, to help people make those decisions and guide them through that process.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for calling.
And those are big houses up there. You've got probably a big house.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good luck. That's a puzzle to deal with nowadays. But, you know, it's almost like stocks. Is there ever really a perfect time to do anything? I mean, I know people who were in the situation 2 years ago. They were waiting for the prices to drop because they were going up 2 years ago. They missed out on so much.
Yeah.
When you try to time things, you really don't know what's going to happen. I think of all the frustrated people right now that are trying to close their loan amount. What do they call that?
Like when you lock it in?
I know people who tried to lock in a loan weeks ago.
Yeah.
Probably when it was 3%, and now it's 5.5%.
Well, and also, if you lock in, you only have so long to use it, right, Rick?
That's right. That's right. But you brought up a key point. Get that loan locked in. If you're looking to make a move, get that thing squared away.
Yeah. So you can help everybody with everything, right?
Absolutely. We've got experts that are out there that I send them to and talk to them about it, because it's important that they talk to the right people.
Well, we're going to post your selling your house and buying a home, your booklets online. We'll put those up on Facebook because they look very informative.
And these booklets are free to buyers and sellers.
Yep.
Okay. I noticed that now, and this is unusual because I've been here most of my life. I've never seen this. Now with prices the way they are, people are taking a second look at Sun Valley.
Oh, yeah.
When I first moved here, I lived down Clear Acre Lane, but that was in 1978. And there are Sun Valley, there are great views from the hills Sun Valley. But is the area improving? And are there new builds up in Sun Valley?
There's a lot of things happening in our area, and yes, there are new builds that are coming up in the Reno-Sparks area, and there's some very nice new homes that are being built, and people who are trying to keep their homes up to speed by doing remodels, and if they're keeping improvements going and they're not just letting it sit and remain like it was when they bought it, then they're maintaining that value, and so when people go to buy, they're saying, wow, and so that's what we want to do with people who are looking to sell. Hey, let's get your home in that curb appeal, that wow factor, so that when people do go look at it, they go, wow, yeah, I want to buy this, right? And so we want to make sure that we help people.
Well, I notice people who have a nice little piece of land, what John's talking about out in Sun Valley, they're selling for like, they've upgraded their manufactured home, and they're selling for like $350,000, $400,000 because they can divide the lot.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
funny thing, because that price, that's pretty much the same price. Rick, do you know about the little red house on 6th?
Tell me about it.
In Reno. Oh, my gosh. It's been there forever. But the color of it, it's this weird, bright, like Kool-Aid cherry flavor.
is that on 6th?
On 6th.
Is that the one Donald Abbott did a spoof that he bought it?
Okay. I believe so. You go down Wells, turn left at 6th, and you'll find it there. It's renovated inside and everything, but this little tiny house on the corner, all red, looks like it's holding a million gallons of juice.
It's true. You're right.
It's going for $350,000. You know where we need housing? Is the USA Parkway area.
Yeah.
80 heading there is too backed up every morning. Too often it doesn't move. I think of all the workers coming in late.
I know.
At USA Parkway.
Yeah.
But there's no plan for that.
Well,
I thought
that was supposed to be Fernley's explosion, which it did explode, but then it kind of stopped exploding.
Yeah, well, I was just in Fernley, and that's where some investor told me that's where to invest right now, because they're going to keep building on USA Parkway, and those workers, that's where they live. Maybe I mean, Sparks is a little bit too unaffordable for them, so Fernley isn't that much of a drive, not like Reno.
Well, if you look at Sparks pricing, Rick, aren't they almost equal to Reno now?
Well, very close, because right next door, obviously. And so, yeah, Fernley is more affordable,
yeah,
but the same situation applies, okay? Yeah. Are they building out there to where they can put people, or is there an existing home inventory for them? No, it's still low inventory, and the prices will continue to appreciate.
Okay. Rick, give us your hate to see you go. Yeah, it's been very interesting. But your phone number and your website, what is it?
Phone number is 775-790-0574. Again, that's 775-790-0574. And the website is rickcanalehomes.com. Canale is C-A-N-A-L-E, rickcanalehomes.com.
And you're going to be with us next week. So everybody who has a question, or is it next week? Yeah.
Yes.
Every week. So everybody who has a real estate question, save it, call in, or ask us a question on Facebook, and we'll get to it next week.
And I encourage you to ask questions, because other people probably have the same questions that you have.
Well, look at John and I. We ask enough questions.
And I hope on your phone number it's press 1 for English and not press 2 for English.
That would upset John. And
Rick, thank you for coming by.
Thanks,
you.
Rick.
Weekend Nevada continues. Call up, talk about anything. 775-884-9910. We'll be talking cars, but if you have something else you want us to pay attention to, 884-9910. John Potter, Candy Green on Weekend Nevada, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, friends. Weekend Nevada is on the air. John Potter with Candy Green. Phone lines open, of course, at 775. There's going to be a day where I don't have to look this up.
I know.
884-9910. Let's go to our caller on line 2 from Carson City. Welcome to Weekend Nevada. I guess I'm not hearing it. Okay.
I can't hear.
I can hear,
but I can't hear anyone. Do you know there's a guy detailing cars out in the parking lot? We could get our cars done when we're here.
No kidding.
Just saying, just watching it.
That should be a service to us.
That's what I'm saying.
Speaking of which, what was your favorite car that you owned? And the reason I bring this up is because our next guests are all about cars.
A dune buggy, believe it or not.
You had
a dune buggy.
A dune buggy.
And one of the fiberglass ones, the really cool ones.
Why did you...
A guy gave it to my dad. I guess he owed us money. I don't know. So my dad took the dune buggy.
Why did you sell it? It sounds great.
Okay, you're going to hate this. I forgot to put oil in it. And it was smoking out the back. And yeah. And then my dad looks at me and says, it was oil. You can't put oil in your car. So I've been good with oil ever since.
I had when I was growing up, my best friend had some little Chevrolet. And we would go in that car everywhere. I don't even know what kind of Chevrolet it was and everything. We had a ball with it. And after about a year, it started running a little rough and sounding rougher and rougher. And I said to him, I said, geez, I don't know. Maybe we ought to look into the oil. When did you change the oil? And he goes, oil?
Ooh, see, it happened to somebody else. See,
oil. Well, he really didn't know.
Okay,
you didn't say you.
No, I knew. Okay, oh, so yeah, I knew better. Okay, it was wrong. I know my dad's in heaven yelling, "It's wrong, Candy." Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get to what your favorite car was, your favorite classic car, because the Corvette people are coming in the next segment. Mine was my father-in-law's 1976 gold Lincoln Town Car.
Oh.
What a big old gunboat.
Did it have
of a
the
car.
Suicide doors?
It had. Well, okay, first you had to sit on another cushion to look over the dash.
Uh-huh.
Driving it, I felt like Mr. Drysdale. Mm-hmm. They could have had the Last Supper on the hood.
Yeah.
It passed everything but a gas station.
I had a Bill Blass at Lincoln Continental. You know, when they had all of the designers were doing the cars.
It had the little leather trims mm-hmm. and things.
It had the big BB on it, the Bill Blass logo, and it was nautical. My. It was awful, but it was gorgeous.
Why did we sell these cars?
I don't know. You know, my great aunt always said, you should get a warehouse in your life and never sell anything. Just put everything in there, and then you could bring it back out. She's right.
My garage is full enough.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just like, save it. But then we would become hoarders.
Yes. Yes.
Which I could easily become.
I remember when garages were for putting cars in.
Mm.
Storage units.
Nobody puts their cars in their garage in the neighborhood anymore. It's like it's like a third room.
No, we need our stuff.
Yeah? Gosh.
So the Reno Corvette Club is celebrating its 50 years with an event today at the Auto Museum.
Oh, that's nice.
And we have Corvette freaks in our next segment. So get on the phone. We're going to be talking classic cars at 775-884-9910. This is Weekend Nevada, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.